The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
There's Orloff with it. Return with a backhand pass to Celebrini. Moves into the circle, throws it across the ice to Smith. Sharks threatening. Six attackers on. Down by a goal. Celebrini shoots. He scores!
That's his 40th goal of the season. Macklin Celebrini just tied the game with 1:39 to play.
Macklin, two goals, one assist. Here comes the Shark attack, led by Wennberg. 3-3 the score. Wennberg slips underneath the check, cuts back behind the Anaheim net, holds onto it, turns with the puck, sends it back to the point. There's Dickinson putting it back into the corner to the slot. Wennberg, score!
Macklin Celebrini got the pass down low, went up high, and Alex Wennberg puts the Sharks in front, 4-3, with only 31 seconds left in the third period. Wow!
A good entry, kind of like a little bit of a broken play, but then also, I mean, Matt gets the puck and just kind of find me wide open right there. So a nice shot, but I mean, the play, how they develop and all, it worked out really nice. So really, I mean, it's two games in a row right now. We're finding key moments to like end it before regulation as well. And I think that's huge in this time.
Good morning, everyone. My goodness, the San Jose Sharks with one of the most remarkable wins of the season in a season full of remarkable wins. Due to, as Alex Wennberg just said, the timely nature of it, it's the biggest win up to this point. But what an incredible game, incredible performances, great drama, great action. It's nationally televised. It's the future of the Western Conference and the Pacific Division with the Sharks and Anaheim going toe-to-toe. What a game. What a performance by Macklin Celebrini. What a game-winning goal by Alex Wennberg. What a night. What a team. I mean, in a year where improbable victories have presented themselves in routine fashion, relatively speaking, last night's game, the way that San Jose took over with a couple of minutes left and they get the extra attacker on and they ride that momentum as the tank is going nuts. Anaheim is tightening nut. Everyone is just feeling how alive the atmosphere is, and San Jose takes advantage. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable to watch it happen the way that it does. I should be used to it at this point. I'm not used to it. The building was rocking, literally, and the San Jose Sharks, led by Macklin Celebrini, rally for an incredible win. I mean, words escape me, guys. I'm left with hyperbole. At this point, Macklin Celebrini is on a fast track to become one of the greatest Bay Area athletes of all time, and I mean, if he keeps this up, he's going to find him there in a battle with the all-time greats, you know, anywhere, because he is different. The clutch factor with Macklin Celebrini cannot be denied. I know that, you know, the metrics guys will tell you that clutch doesn't exist. I wholeheartedly disagree. The way that Macklin Celebrini has factored in on game-winning goals and game-winning assists and game-tying goals or game-changing goals or game-changing plays, or game-clinching plays, however you want to classify it, it all revolves around Macklin Celebrini, and that's why this morning the San Jose Sharks find themselves in the midst of a three-game win streak. They have 77 points on the year. They've won 35 games. They have 9 left to go. They are 1 point back of LA for the second wild card spot. They are 5 points back of Utah for the first wild card spot. They are 5 points back of Vegas for the third place spot in the Pacific. They are 8 points back of Edmonton, and they are 10 points back of Anaheim, who San Jose just defeated last night. They just took down the top team in their division. And I think that there have been some painful losses to Anaheim over the years recently. You go no further than the first time they played this year when the San Jose Sharks lost in overtime and were not able to hold on to a lead in what it was, a 7-6 final, and 13 goals were surrendered. I mean, those are some of the things that I remember. And then I want to think last year, maybe the year before, the Sharks were up like 2 goals with 5 minutes left, and they ended up giving up, you know, 3 in the final few minutes to lose. And, you know, Anaheim has been ahead of San Jose in the rebuild. We keep on talking about, you know, the Ducks are where San Jose wants to be from what they were a year ago. But, you know, with the 35 wins now, San Jose is right there where the Ducks were a year ago. They won 35 games. They had 80 points last year. That was a big, big step forward. And that's where San Jose essentially is right now. Now, obviously, they have a lot more games to play. They've got 9 games left. But San Jose, by way of taking advantage of opportunities this year, winning overtime games, winning close games, they've got those 35 wins now. They've got 5 more wins than LA, by the way. They've got 2 more wins than Vegas. I mean, if you're looking at a no points for ties league, San Jose is in front of those teams, but that's not how it works out. But, you know, San Jose with 35 wins, that is a huge step of where they were a year ago. They won, what, 20 games a year ago? 19 the year before that? 22 the year before that? And the San Jose Sharks have jumped from a team that wins 22, 19, and 20 to 35 wins to being a point out of the final wild card spot in the Western Conference on the 2nd of April, led by Macklin Celebrini, who is putting the league on notice that he is ready to be the next great superstar of the league. I mean, for that game to be nationally televised, for everyone to see Macklin Celebrini do what he is capable of doing, to see the Sharks do what they are capable of doing, you could not ask for a better platform. And I don't think that the Sharks were up a different level because it was a nationally televised game. I don't think that, you know, it was, oh, you know, the bright lights and the Shark. No, I don't think it was any of that. I just love that the rest of the league got to see what the Sharks are capable of how quickly they can flip a game, of what Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini and Colin Graf and Alex Wenberg and all these young, incredible players are capable of. And then you look at, you know, Zach Ostapchuk throwing down with Jeffrey Viel. And Viel, a former Shark, he's a scrapper. He knows how to fight. You know, he's a good dude that I used to enjoy when he was here in San Jose. I appreciated his mindset and his ability to do interviews. But, you know, Ostapchuk went toe-to-toe with him, and he had a great quote saying that he kind of blacked out, and you'll hear that in a little bit because I was able to talk to him post-game as well as Mario Ferraro. But, you know, for guys who have been here through this rebuild, like Mario Ferraro, who have built this team back and how important that is, and Ty Dellandrea, you know, he gets back out there after missing roughly, what, 30 games? He hadn't played since January. Obviously, he was a factor in the win last night with his responsible play when Igor Chernyshov goes down. I mean, you love to see the different players stepping up at the different moments last night. I mean, it's not just about the fact that you have these guys coming back to the lineup or keeping the Sharks in a potential, but it's everybody. I mean, it's some of the common names that we've heard all year long, Celebrini, Smith, Graf, Wenberg, but it's all these guys and the fact that they are showing up at different moments. And even when guys have a letdown, I mean, Dmitry Orlov had a bad play last night, but then he came up with other plays throughout the game and everybody else, you know, was able to step up and make it happen. But 4 points for Celebrini last night, 3 points for Will Smith, a point for Orlov, a goal for Wenberg, a point for Dickinson, a point for Graf. And then you saw Nick Leddy and Tyler Toffoli and Barclay Goodrow, Adam Gaudette. I mean, you go down the list, all these guys stepped up and had big moments throughout the game. And I was able to talk to Mario Ferraro afterwards. And, you know, I just, for Ferraro, he's been here since the fall of 2019. And the way that he has been able to be a leader on this team as they fight their way back into the playoff picture, I just couldn't be more happy for the guy, because the Sharks have earned this opportunity. They haven't earned the playoff spot, but they have earned this opportunity, and they have been through it. Like I just said, you know, 20 wins, 19 wins, 22 wins. That's the last couple of years. That's, you know, that's not good hockey, guys. That's 61 wins. That's a lot to deal with over 3 seasons. And now they're at 35. Now they are thrusting towards the playoffs. Now they are giving themselves every opportunity. They've won 3 in a row. They've responded to that 6-game losing streak. And, you know, I don't know if they'll make the playoffs. I can't tell you. But they are certainly giving themselves a chance. They are certainly giving themselves every opportunity in the world. And watching the way that it's go down, the drama, the action, the fire, the fight, all of it is hopefully making the rest of the country fall in love with the San Jose Sharks. And I don't know if you saw the post-game interview on TNT last night. We put it up on our social on the Sharks when Macklin Celebrini's doing a post-game interview with Biz and the guys on TNT, and Ryan Reeves comes by and gives him a little bit of a shoulder check, and then all the guys are, oh, is that Reeves? Is that Reeves? And then they get Macklin Celebrini to get Reeves to come back down, and Reeves thought he was lying, and then he comes back down, and he does the interview, and, you know, just the vibes around the San Jose Sharks. You talk about immaculate vibes. That is an overused term, but even when Ryan Reeves isn't playing, you know he has an impact on the group. Even when guys are out, Ty Dellandre out for, you know, months since January, he's able to come back in and have an impact. Igor Chernyshov goes down to illness, and right, like I said, Dellandre is there to step up. Or Yaroslav Askarov goes down with injury. Nedeljkovic is there to step up. You know, these are the guys who are coming up in such a big way for this franchise. Everybody's got each other's backs. The smiles in the room last night, right before Zach Ostapchuk came and sat down with me to do an interview, Macklin Celebrini was getting ready to speak with the media. And soon as he finishes up, Celebrini gets up and gets in Ostapchuk's face, and he's laughing and he's giggling and he's giving him props for the fight with VL and stuff. And, you know, Macklin was so excited to talk to him just to try and, you know, give him a hard time and pump him up and get in his face. I mean, those are the things that you can't create. You can't throw that as a recipe and say, oh, this is how we're going to do it. And the other video I saw last night is that Gaudette went and faked giving the, you know, the shark's mouth necklace to Will Smith and screams April Fools and then runs it over to Wenny. I mean, those are the kind of things you can't make that up. You can't plan for that to happen. The organic nature of what is happening here in San Jose is, it's unique. It is so one-off, guys. You can't say it enough. I've spent my entire life around sports, thanks to my dad, who brought me to, you know, every game that he was broadcasting, every game that he was working. And I think that gives me a unique perspective because I've been in locker rooms after the tough losses and the big wins. And this San Jose Sharks team is one of one. And I was lucky enough, I had my dad come to the game last night, and, you know, he was able to see the vibe in the dressing room, was able to talk to Ostapchuk and Ferraro and see it all go down. So, you know, those are the things that I really, really appreciate, because I've been doing this, you know, been in these locker rooms and these dressing rooms and these clubhouses since I was, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. And to watch what the Sharks currently have brewing, I mean, this is so unique, guys. I can't say it enough. I mean, I go back to earlier this year, the first win at Madison Square Garden and how much that meant, or, you know, the overtime victories in Minnesota, or the comeback in Pittsburgh. And I asked Mario and Zach about this, about, you know, last night's win being bigger than those, and they, you know, they agreed that it was. But that's my point, is like, you've had so many incredible moments this year. And you keep on having these incredible moments. I mean, I don't think it ends with a deep run in the playoffs. I could be very wrong in that capacity. I'm just trying to be realistic. But I think this team has the ability to earn a spot in the playoffs. That said, once they get in, led by players like Macklin Celebrini, anything can happen. And I certainly believe that anything can happen in the playoffs, because that's how it goes. Macklin Celebrini turning into one of the incredible talents in all of sports right now, has the ability to lead San Jose towards something great. The hardest part for San Jose is going to be getting in, and I've been saying that for a while. If they get in, I think they can do some damage. Does that mean they win a series? I have no idea. But I think they have a unique design, a unique group of guys. They have something that every other team in the National wants, and that is a testament to what is built here by Mike Greer, by Ryan Warsofsky, by the players, by the attitudes. I mean, everything is trending in the right direction for San Jose. And I don't know if it gets them into the playoffs this year, but I do know what it leads towards in the future. You cannot create this inorganically, in the sense that there's no, oh, I'll go bring in this guy, or we'll draft this guy and we'll see how it all mixes up and maybe we'll have great vibes. No, this is one of one. I keep on, you know, coming back to that, because just seeing the way the guys fight for each other, just seeing the way everybody's having a good time, and wins obviously build a good time, they build good vibes, but it is unique the way this team all comes together and shows up in the big moments. That is a rare thing to see, especially for a team this young. I mean, they're on a track to double what they won a year ago. I don't know if they'll be able to do that, but they certainly have an opportunity. Macklin Celebrini right now is on pace for 117 points, which would be the greatest individual season in the history of the San Jose Sharks franchise points total. I don't know, guys. This is magic. I don't know if it's going to end with more than playoff heartbreak, because I have to be realistic, but that doesn't mean we certainly can't enjoy the ride right now, because this is going to be one of the most memorable seasons in the history of this franchise, one way or another. Let's get into some of these highlights from last night. Ruzzi had a lot of action to call. Then we're going to hear from Mario Ferraro and Zach Ostapchuk. If we have time, we'll get a little bit of the post-game comments with the media, but let's get into it. It was Will Smith who opened up the scoring in the game and for your San Jose Sharks last night.
No score in the first. Sharks on the man advantage. Here comes Celebrini moving in, cruising back behind the Anaheim net. Celebrini feed! Score! Will Smith from Macklin Celebrini. The dynamic duo strike on the power play, and the Sharks are up 1-0 at 4:37 of the first period.
Just like that, your number one overall pick to your number four overall pick in two separate drafts, and the San Jose Sharks are up 1-0, but Anaheim would strike back late in the first period to tie it at one. We go to the second period now, 1-1. Alex Killorn gives Anaheim a 2-1 lead.
Granlund to Killorn in the left corner of the Sharks' end. Back to the point men. Here's a play. Tellison fed in front. Tip score! Killorn, a tic-tac-toe play. The only reason why Anaheim takes the 2-1 lead here is because of Mikael Granlund's play on the left wing boards. That allowed for the puck to come back to the point, and Killorn knocks it home to put Anaheim in front.
And you could feel that even though the Sharks had played some good hockey up to that point, that they were not able to find the success. Anaheim was trying to open the game up and make it more of a track meet. San Jose actually did a good job of staying away from that trap and trying to control the game a little bit more, but you know, watching the Sharks fall behind in this game, you could feel a little bit of the, here we go again type feeling in the building, not from the players, they themselves. San Jose would continue to find a response. Macklin Celebrini, early in the third period, ties the game at two.
They've got the puck. Moving left to right, Smith bats one down, looks for Graf, goes off his stick, but he recovers, sends over to Smith, stick handles, throws it over to Macklin, and Macklin Celebrini scores! 27 seconds into the third period, Graf, Smith, Celebrini, and Macklin Celebrini in a spectacular finish ties this game 2-2.
The lead was short-lived as Troy Terry would put the Ducks back up 3-2, 4:04 in the third period, and then you needed Macklin magic once again. Sharks down 3-2, fewer than 2 minutes remaining. Extra attacker on Macklin Celebrini with the magic.
There's Orloff with it. Return with the backhand pass to Celebrini. Moves into the circle, throws it across the ice to Smith. Sharks threatening. Six attackers on. Down by a goal. Celebrini shoots. He scores! That's his 40th goal of the season. Macklin Celebrini just tied the game with 1:39 to play. Extra attacker on. And the fans are on their feet cheering as one man, as the Sharks have evened the score again against Anaheim.
I mean, what a shot by Celebrini, by the way. An absolute snipe. His release is so disturbingly good. It was unbelievable to watch that goal. You could feel it coming. The building was rocking. And then Alex Wennberg, suddenly he's got the hot hand as well. A huge veteran moment, exactly why the Sharks brought him in and locked him up. And suddenly the Sharks have turned a 3-2 deficit into a 4-3 lead.
Macklin, two goals, one assist. Here comes the Shark attack, led by Wennberg. 3-3 the score. Wennberg slips underneath the check, cuts back behind the Anaheim net, holds onto it, turns with the puck, sends it back to the point. There's Dickinson putting it back into the corner to the slot. Wennberg score! Macklin Celebrini got the pass down low, went up high, and Alex Wennberg puts the Sharks in front 4-3 with only 31 seconds left in the third period. Wow!
Here's a cool note, by the way, guys. This is from Sharks PR. They tweeted this out last night. Per Sports Radar, the San Jose Sharks are the first team in NHL history to win three consecutive games on game-winning goals within the last 90 seconds of regulation. Woo! That is how you go about winning games with some drama. Some drama. Yeah, the San Jose Sharks would close it out, holding on for the big, wild win over the Ducks.
15 seconds left in the game. There goes Dostal for the extra attacker. Wenberg will dump it back toward the empty net. Glove down by the Ducks. 8 seconds to play. The fans are standing as one man right now to cheer their heroes as the San Jose Sharks are about to take a big victory against the Anaheim Ducks. And there it is. It's over. The final score, the Sharks 4 and the Ducks 3. Check out the big group hug right in front of the Sharks net as the entire team comes off the bench to surround Yaroslav Askarov and Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Alex Wenberg and everybody else who put together this gigantic victory for Sharks hockey.
What a call by Dan Ruzanowski as the San Jose Sharks post a massive, massive 4-3 win over the Ducks. Let's get into those post-game exclusives that I got as I sat down first with Zach Ostapchuk. All right, we're here with Zach Ostapchuk after an incredible win against the Ducks tonight here at SAP Center. What's going through your head right now, man? I mean, it's a game where you guys are, you know, going back and forth with the Ducks. You're down late. You get two huge goals. You've got a great fight out there tonight, that a critical moment. What's your emotion right now?
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to go to sleep tonight, honestly. I mean, our last, like, 10 minutes of that game, the energy was so high. You could feel it in the building. And, yeah, like, I'm still buzzing right now. So I think it's going to be tough to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I think everyone's still buzzing off of this one. And, you know, just you were talking right before we sat down about the volume in the building. I mean, does that feed you guys? Because it was – the building was shaking from my perspective.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, when the building's that loud, you want to score goals, right? You want to win games for that crowd. So, yeah, it means a lot to us. I mean, we want to bring it. We always talk about bringing it back to the old Shark Tank, like it was when, in the glory days, when we were going on long runs. So, yeah, it was a pretty exciting building tonight.
Is this the biggest win of the year up to this point?
Oh, 100%. I mean, especially a comeback win like that to win it in regulation. I think, yeah, for sure, this is the biggest win of the year.
What was the emotion of the team when it goes from a 2-2 to a 3-2 deficit?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, not much you can do. You just got to stick with it. I mean, we believe that we can score goals late in games. We've done it before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when you see our 6-on-5 go out there, I mean, we always think we have a chance.
What was your viewpoint on Macklin's game-tying goal?
Oh, it's just I didn't get to see much. Everyone was jumping around, and I'm getting pushed all over the place. I almost fell on the bench. Yeah.
What do you think about his release, by the way? Because when I was watching that shot in the replay, I mean, you practice against the guy. How hard do you think that is for the defenses and the goalies to pick up?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he can kind of get it off from everywhere, right? You know, it's no pass is too hard to handle for him, and he gets it off so quick. So, yeah, I mean, he's surprised he scored so many goals like this year where he just gets it off faster than the goalie can react.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And what'd you see on the game winner?
Game winner, the same thing. When he just coming down the pipe, and then I start getting jumped on. Like, I don't even know if I saw it go in the net.
Good stuff. And then you had a good throwdown with a pretty good brawler out there in Jeffrey Viel, who I've met and interviewed before, and he knows how to take on those situations. Is that, you think, the longest sustained fight you've been in?
Yeah, I think it was up there. I mean, like I said to those guys over there, I haven't even really watched it yet. Like, you kind of black out a bit in those moments. So, I mean, I'm excited to watch it and see how I did.
Yeah, no, and then the crowd was going nuts. When you went to the box for those 5 minutes, could you tell how wild the arena was going?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, when I was sitting in the box, I could hear the fans watching the replay. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Now, I would like to say that the little kiss you got there on the cheek is from a fist, but I think you got that from the ice.
Yeah, no, I actually hit this is from a fist.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I got this fall, and I didn't hit my head hard. It was just a little kiss off.
It looked a little awkward, but yeah. it was a good effort overall, man. And I hope you do get to watch that replay because I think you're going to enjoy it. Here's the critical thing, though. Are you going to be able to go to sleep eventually, though? Because you guys got to turn right back around tomorrow.
I know, yeah. I mean, 6 o'clock game's kind of nice. It gives you an extra hour to fall asleep. But, yeah, I got to get ready for tomorrow. So I'm going to force myself to sleep here.
Yeah, no. What's the routine now? Just get a big meal in you and then head on home?
Big meal, yeah. Maybe go watch an episode of Game of Thrones and then try and go to bed, yeah.
Are you watching it for the first time?
First time.
What season are you on?
Season 6 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What was the last episode you watched?
Season 6, Epi 4. I don't really. It's a lot going on. Like,
there's
really,
a little bit going on.
I don't have time to break it down. You know?
All right. We'll break it down at a later date, man. Yeah. But, Zach, great game tonight, man. Congrats on the win. And I will see you in roughly 24 hours.
Yeah. Thank you.
So season 6, episode 4 is Book of the Stranger for everyone that is wondering. And I will have to check back with Mr. Ostapchuk about what he thinks of the rest of season four, because there are some pretty awesome episodes coming up. But yeah, Zach was he was still buzzing after the win. It was great to see him so excited, and what a night for him. Let's get to Mario Ferraro, however, as I spoke with him after the game.
All right, we now have joining us on the Sharks Audio Network. It is Mario Ferraro after a wild win over the Ducks Wednesday night at the Tank. Have you stopped buzzing yet, man? Have you come down a little bit? Or are you still riding that high?
I think I calmed down a little bit, but it was definitely an exciting finish to that game. You know, coming into the room after, a lot of the guys were pumped, so everyone was pumped. So, yeah, we're calmed down now because we got a back-to-back, so I kind of got to start to bring down the adrenaline a little bit. Because you got to get some rest tonight.
You do. The quick turnaround. I was talking to Zach about that, saying, you know, it's going to be tough to fall asleep. Is it going to be tough to fall asleep? Or are you just going to get a big meal in you and hope that that's enough?
It always kind of is after the game. But, yeah, maybe a little bit more tonight with the big one.
And you hope that the kid sleeps well tonight?
Oh, for sure. For sure. She's been doing great with her sleep schedule lately, so hopefully there's no change tonight.
That's good.
Unless she heard us celebrating the win.
Yeah, right? Always a possibility. This team has had so many big wins this year, whether we go back to MSG, whether we go to the win right after there in Minnesota in overtime, another overtime win in Minnesota, the comeback against Pittsburgh. Is this up to this point, however, though, the biggest win of the season just because of the lateness of the comeback, and also it's got that much more of a ramification with the standings?
For sure. You know, every game right now is pretty much, you know, they're crucial. They're crucial games. And, you know, these are big 2 points for us. And I think definitely as the season goes on and you get closer and closer to playoffs and, you know, us making a push, trying to make it, there's going to be a little bit more at stake. So, you know, every game is definitely important. Even the first, you know, like you said, that first win at MSG this year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this one is definitely up there.
How nice is it for you, for you've been with this team since 2019, and now this team is in a position where we're in April and you are in this playoff battle?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, it's been something I've been, you know, excited for a long time, and you know, it's why we play, is try and win. You know, we're giving us a chance right now to make playoffs.
And many times during this game, I felt like Anaheim wanted to open it up and turn it into a little bit of a track meet, but you guys didn't do that like you did in the game against Montreal. How much of that was by design to control it a little bit more so?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, the maturity in our game. We're starting to understand what works for us as a team, and you know, we've learned some lessons throughout the season that when we start to open up the game and get a little sloppy with our puck management and our puck play, you know, it doesn't work well for us. So, you know, I think we did a pretty decent job at controlling it tonight.
What was your view of Macklin's game tying goal?
I honestly didn't see it entirely because I was on the bench. It was and I'm like at the far end, but. Whatever, I saw most of it, enough of it, and yeah, it's a big goal. You know, he's done a lot for us, obviously. You know, you don't need me to tell you that. That's tonight was obviously no exception of how well he's been playing. So super happy for him, and you know, we're grateful for that tying goal for sure.
What about your view on Wenny's game winner?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, obviously, I had a better view of that one. It's more in the middle of the ice. Not on the flank, but you know, it was awesome. You know, we're so pumped up. Obviously, another late goal for us in the last few games. We've had late goals to take leads, and I think that's just showing that we've gotten more mature in third periods and more capable of playing it. You know, as the time winds down in the game, so hopefully that continues because we're going to need it moving forward in these next 9 games. And you know, to give us a chance for playoffs.
How hard is it going to be for the unit to move on from tonight with such a quick turnaround tomorrow? Because it's a feel-good moment. This is a great win, but it's only for a few hours before you have to start focusing on tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't think very hard. Obviously, it's going to be a challenge tomorrow. You know, they're coming in, they're fresh. I don't think they played tonight. But you know, we played back to backs. It kind of goes full circle for every team throughout the year, and we know what's at stake. So I don't think tonight and the win and thinking about tonight is going to have an effect. You know, we got to do our thing to recover and feel good for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But there shouldn't be any excuse.
Nice. Well, I will let you go, man. It's been a big night, and obviously you need to go get some rest and see your family. But I will see you in about 24 hours. Sound good?
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Big smile on the face of Mario Ferraro. So always good to talk with him and hear his thoughts after a massive, massive Sharks win. Again, I am just so happy for Ferraro because He deserves this opportunity. He has worked so hard since his time with the San Jose Sharks began back in 2019. Now he has this opportunity to help San Jose get into the playoffs. And yeah, great for him. Great for the franchise. Great for the fan base. Great for the South Bay and the Bay Area. It is more fun when the San Jose Sharks are a team making noise in the NHL. And we get right back at it today. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock go time. Toronto in town to take on San Jose at the Tank. The Sharks looking for their fourth win in a row and continuing to push their way into one of those playoff positions before this season comes to a close. We're all out of time. I will see you later on today on the build-up. We're going to talk with Curtis Pashelka to preview the game for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.